Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Well, the single story dominating all of the papers here at home this morning is the number of people who have died having contracted COVID-19 in the Republic of Ireland. It's more than doubled to 19, and it's after 10 deaths were also confirmed last night. In terms of the details, the new deaths involved 3 women and 7 men. 9 were from the east of the country and 1 from the south. And the chief medical officer, Tony Houlihan, said that most died in institutional settings, such as hospitals and also nursing homes. And the median age of those who've died is 79, according to an age breakdown that's been provided by NPHET. This is the National Public Health Emergency Team. And they provided that detail for the first time last night. I was watching the briefing last night, and the one thing that struck me from it is that point. It's the extent now to which the virus is circulating in the health system. That was made clear during the briefing by Dr. Tony Houlihan, the chief medical officer, last night. And in the new figures that were released, just if you're just joining us this morning, if you missed the briefing last night, there was a record daily number yesterday of new confirmed cases. We had 255 new cases confirmed in the country last night. It now brings the total to 1,819 cases of coronavirus in the Republic of Ireland, and now also 19 deaths after 10 more were confirmed yesterday. But what it also, these figures show, is that there is 9 clusters of infection occurring among vulnerable patients in nursing homes, 8 in hospitals and 2 in long stay residential accommodation as well. And that's just in terms of where we're at the moment. In terms of what's going to happen today, what you need to watch out for is the NPHET, this public health emergency team. They're going to meet again later on today to discuss further measures that could be taken to curb the spread of the virus. Tony Houlihan pointing out that they are somewhat concerned about the number of deaths and clusters in the likes of those institutional settings. That's something to keep an eye on later today. We will, of course, as always, keep you updated here on News Talk as developments emerge as well. But we want to know from people this morning, are you satisfied with the measures that have been implemented so far? It's this day 2 weeks ago. The school closures would have been announced yesterday 2 weeks ago. This coming Sunday, the news came that the pubs were to close on the Monday. So we're now 2 weeks into this process. That's the element of the story we're going to be discussing here on the programme in about 10 minutes' time. But to some of the other angles to this story as well this morning, a couple of different pieces inside the paper that caught my eye today. Just commentary from Pascal Donoghue, the finance minister, yesterday, saying that state funding to combat coronavirus crisis is about €300 million a week and is a massively significant intervention. Pascal Donoghue says the cost is only based on estimates that we are creating at a point of huge uncertainty. That cost could grow depending on the challenge we face, or it could diminish if we are successful. He was speaking during the marathon Dáil debate on the emergency measures in the Public Health Interest Bill, which covers measures from 6 government departments, which would normally have taken months to draft and debate. But there's more analysis of that on that story, page 3 of the Irish Times this morning. A couple of other interesting bits. The front page of the Irish Examiner, really interesting story this morning. Patrols as scammers exploit virus fears. This is extra patrol cars. Garda patrol cars are now on the roads in rural and urban parts of County Kerry in particular. And it's after reports of scammers targeting vulnerable people in their homes. Men in boiler suits allegedly calling to the homes in Kerry of some vulnerable people, posing as HSE workers and offering fumigation services, the Gardaí have said, according to the Irish Examiner. And the HSE does not provide this particular service. So just be warned and do report any incidents like that to the Gardaí as well. Also, inside some of the papers this morning, a couple of other bits to note. Just the Irish Times reporting today as well that public service staff are to be redeployed to contact tracing. This is the paper's industry correspondent Martin Wall writing this morning that more than 1,000 staff from now across the public service will in the coming weeks be involved in the tracing and the contacts of those who've tested positive for COVID-19. It'll be one of the largest mobilisations and redeployment exercises in the Irish public service. And the contact tracing is one of the essential tools really available to health authorities, along with the testing and the isolation, to try to break the chain of the virus infection and to reduce the numbers with COVID-19. The more staff involved in tracing, the more contacts can then be followed up and then in turn those people can self-isolate and ultimately stop the spread. Just on a lighter note though, some of the other lighter coronavirus stories this morning. Inside the Irish Independent, if you've kids, students at home, that look, I'm sure they're bored at this stage and you're probably trying to homeschool them and all of that and trying to get them to study, but secondary school students are being asked to write about their experience of the coronavirus crisis. Newsbrands Ireland is extending the Press Pass student. It's a journalism competition, but they want to ask students to submit a piece of journalism, their stories, diaries concerning the coronavirus and the impact it's having. You can get more details online on Newsbrand Ireland about that, but just something maybe of interest or a lighter thing for your kids to do at home. Also, the Times UK this morning's reporting that the BBC is going to hand out radios. Vulnerable people aged over 70 are to be given radios as part of this BBC Radio Making a Difference campaign. Listeners nominated recipients who will receive the radios. They've been donated by Argos, Currys, PC World and John Lewis. And there's more on that story in the Times UK this morning. Just a quick look at some of the tabloids today. All of the tabloids here at home leading with the news of the 10 deaths in 24 hours. That's the headline really dominating every tabloid at home this morning. Corona hits 27 Gardaí with hundreds more off duty in self-isolation. That's the Daily Mail's headline also this morning. But to some of the other stories that you're going to be talking about as well today. Interesting story in the Times UK this morning. This is about fines for failing to stop the term time holidays. Well, look, they're not going to be going ahead at the minute, but this is a story in the Times UK about a record number of parents are taking their children out of school for cheaper term time holidays after realising that they can get away with just a £60 sterling fine. And the penalties against parents for allowing pupils to miss classes is described as unauthorised absences. But they've shot up to 28% according to recent figures in Britain. And the number of fines that have been issued to parents actually between 2018 and 2019, there was a record 333,000, up from 260,000 the previous year. A decade ago, that number was at about 25,000. And the Department of Education in Britain said the most common reason by far was a family holiday. 86% of parents willing to take a fine of £60 sterling for pulling their kids out of school to go on a holiday. What do you think of that? You can let us know your view this morning on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Another interesting story inside the Examiner as well today. And it's about new research that's being carried out, the connection between childhood trauma and the psychological trauma that's brought on from car crashes is now going to be examined as part of the first study of its kind to be conducted here in Ireland. This is researchers from Dublin City University and NUI Galway are going to collaborate on the research in a bid to try to understand why some people are more vulnerable to suffering emotional trauma following a road traffic collision, even a minor one. And in examining it from the perspective of road users impacted by traffic accidents, the research is seeking to find any link between the distress of childhood trauma, things like your physical, your mental or sexual abuse, and that of emotional trauma as well from a collision. And this research is going to be carried out, as I mentioned, by DCU and NUI Galway. And for anybody interested in participating, the participants will also be asked about their adult relationships and how they manage stress as well if they were previously involved in a car collision. The details, if you want to take part in that, it's nuig/psychology.ie is where you can participate in that research. Also in the Irish Independent this morning, the latest consultation on bus connects has been put back. This is the consultation on the new bus connects corridors across the Greater Dublin area. It will take place now in September. The National Transport Authority has been forced to postpone its public information events due to the current COVID-19 emergency and the unprecedented times we are living in. Quoted in the Irish Independent, the NTA has decided there will be a further consultation regarding the core bus corridor projects later on this year. Those are the stories making the headlines this Friday morning. Now,
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.